say, Lord, if I stumble, if I stumble, would you please
lift me up?
Lord, if you don't mind, I'm down here for so long. Oh, 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 I can't wait until you
call me
your home. Lord, if I
stumble,
and Lord, if I fall, would you please must, if you don't mind, would you help me say,
Lord, if I stumble, if I fall, please pick me up. Swannies, if you don't mind helping me sing, Lord, if I
stumble,
Lord, if I
fall,
would you please
pick me up?
Lord, if you don't mind, I'm down here
working
so long,
so long.
And I can't wait
till
you call me. If you do, Jesus,
I fall.
Jesus won't let me
stumble.
Jesus won't let me
fall.
Jesus won't let me
stumble.
Jesus won't let me
fall.
And I know what, if I stray away, don't you let me,
don't let me fall.
Lord Jesus,
pick me up.
Don't you let me,
don't let me fall.
Lord Jesus,
pick me up.
It's a Soul Food Sunday Brunch this Sunday, March 9th at Alexandria's newest first-class venue, The Divine Hideaway, 3330 Jackson Street, where you'll be treated to a delicious brunch catered by Two Rain Catering. Enjoy an after-church getaway from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at only $25 per ticket. The Soul Food Sunday Brunch this Sunday, with entertainment from saxophonist Fred Jones. $25 tickets go on sale Thursday and Friday at Divine Hideaway, 3330 Jackson Street in Alexandria. You can check out the luxurious Divine Hideaway at divinehideaway.com or at 318-451-6733. We'll see you at the Soul Food Sunday Brunch this Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Divine Hideaway, another proud sponsor of this station. Are you ready to make a difference in a child's life? CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, is looking for compassionate individuals just like you to stand up for children in foster care. Every day, children in our community are facing unimaginable challenges. They need someone who will listen, advocate for them, and ensure their voices are heard. As a CASA volunteer, you become that voice, helping to guide these children through the legal system and making a lasting impact. It's simple, it's rewarding, and it doesn't take a lot of time. Just a few hours a month can change a child's life forever. Right now, we need you. You can join CASA and be the hero a child deserves. You'll be able to visit CASAWestSinlaw.org or call 337-239-1970 or 337-462-4667 to learn more and be able to sign up today. It's time to be the change. Be the voice. Be a CASA volunteer.
Proud sponsors of KAYT KQJO FM.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
He said, because when I was sick, you visited me. When I was hungry, you gave me food. Praise God. When I was naked, you clothed me. I'm talking about how we are to minister to other folk. And then they're going to look at him and say, now, when did we do those things? He said, when you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then he looked at those that were on the left hand. Praise God. Those goats. Praise God. He said, when I was naked, you clothed me not. Praise God. If you want a scriptural reference, all you got to do is go to Matthew 25, verse 43. He said, when I was a stranger, you took me not in. Praise God. When I was in prison and when I was sick, you visited me not. And he said, now depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Praise God. And if that's not enough, praise God, to sell my case, amen. Luke chapter 14, verse 27 is when he was telling his disciples, praise God, to count the cost. Amen. Let me see all the disciples of Jesus Christ here today. Amen. If you're a believer, it's my responsibility, and it's these other folk responsibility who are in leadership position to move you from church membership, praise God, to discipleship. That's a sermon in itself, and I won't get into that. Because, amen, disciples will do things that members won't do. Oh boy, hallelujah. Disciples will do some things that members won't do. See, a disciple will forgive. Members sometimes don't. Oh, Lord of hallelujah. Disciples will serve when they're supposed to. Members won't. Disciples choir will come to choir rehearsal. Praise God, when they're supposed to. Church members won't. Praise God. So what am I saying? Our job is to move you from where you are a church member to where you are a disciple. Praise God. But he said, when he was trying to tell them to count the cost, Luke chapter 14, verse 26, he says, and whosoever does not bear his cross. Praise God. You know what your cross is? Praise God, the work that you're doing for Christ. He didn't mean for you to put a cross on your shoulder and walk up nobody's hill. He's already done that. Praise God. He said that he will bear his own cross. Praise God, and come after me. Praise God. He cannot be, unless you do that, you can't be my disciple. Praise God. So Timothy did not do his own thing, nor did he seek his own. He willingly cared for others, knowing that caring for others, praise God, that he was following the model that Jesus Christ had established. Praise God. I don't have but two more, and I'm gonna get out of here. Praise God. Number three, Timothy was willing to be a son. I'm talking about a disciple tried and proven. Turn to your neighbor, whether or not she male or female. Praise God. Say, are you willing?
Are you willing?
Are you willing?
Are you willing
to be a son? Praise God. You see, Timothy did not mind being a son. You see, there was a close bond between Paul and Timothy. Timothy was a son to Paul, and Paul was a father to Timothy. Paul could never have said this if Timothy thought or acted in any other way. I said earlier, and I'm a military guy, so I have to use military terms, that Paul enlisted Timothy as one of his disciples and missionary partners while on his second missionary journey. Yeah. Listen at what Luke writes at Acts chapter 16, verse 1 to 3. He said, then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain woman, y'all know what her name was, which was a Jewish and believed, but his father was a Jew, which was well reported by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconia. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, praise God, for they knew all that his father was a Jew. The only thing I'm trying to say is that Paul saw the spiritual maturity in Timothy, because they tell me that when Paul went on his first missionary journey, praise God, when he first went to Lystra, Timothy was somewhere around 10 to 12 years old. But praise God, as Timothy continued to mature, praise God, until he got around the age of 18, we find that Paul now drafts him into his second missionary journey while he was in Lystra. You see, his spiritual maturity at this point was strong enough, praise God, for Paul to challenge him to join his missionary corps. Yeah. Timothy became a son to Paul. Yeah. He was esteemed so highly and loved so dearly by Paul that Paul said he was the one whose mind, praise God, was set as one with his own mind. Yeah. Timothy was seen either ministering or on his way to minister, praise God, to certain churches. He was with Paul during his first imprisonment, and he traveled again with Paul after Paul was released. And since Timothy was tried and proven, Paul left Timothy in Ephesus, in other words, to correct some errors that had arisen. So Timothy was willing to be a son. I'm talking about a disciple that was tried and proven. But finally, and as I get ready to close, praise God, we find that Paul called Timothy his son in the faith. Amen. Nudge the person next to you. Praise God, ask him another question. Do you mind being a son in the faith? Praise God. See, if you don't mind being a son in the faith, that means that you are going to follow somebody as close as you can. And we find that this is what young Timothy did. Because if you go, praise God, to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. You go back home and you read that whole fourth chapter. You'll find that Paul was trying to teach all of his disciples a lesson. Praise God, because some was trying to follow Apollo. Some was trying to follow this. Some wanted to be, if you go back and read it, it appears that they wanted to be somebody that was high and falutin. But Paul had to remind those disciples, praise God, we are tried, praise God. We are tested. We have been beaten, praise God. There's nothing pretty about what we are doing. So what he did, he said, let me send young Timothy back to those disciples just to show them, praise God, what